Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I guess I thought you'd be here forever.
It's one of the greats from one of the greats. One of the great songs from Chicago. One of the great bands of all time. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We've got a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business, whatever you got going on, whatever's on your mind, from alpha to omega, from startup to divestiture. We got something, wherever you are on that time continuum of ownership, and somebody listening right now is in all those categories, from dreaming to startup to growth to maturity to exiting. We got something you can read or listen to or watch there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Very proud of that website. We've been building it for you and improving it for over 16 years now. We founded it in 1997, so check it out and use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. So to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful in your small business. I want to talk a little bit more about this relationship between you as the general manager of your business and you as the CEO of your business. Folks, this is, and I said this in the earlier segment, this is really important. If you want to get better, if you want your business to get better, if you want to sustain success, not just be successful, but sustain success, have your business set up so that you're not living, you know, you're not living day by day on cash flow and you're profitable and you got a good relationship with your bank and you got the ability to borrow money if you need to for growth, or if an opportunity pops up in your marketplace, you have the resources and the organization to absorb that opportunity, not stand by wishing that you could while somebody else does. If you want to do that, then you need to start spending more time as a CEO. And I'm not going to say less time as a general manager, because that remember this, the general manager will consume you. Being the general manager of your business, it will consume you. You don't have to wake up one day and say, gee, I really need to spend more time as a general manager of my business. That won't happen, because your business will always have the need for that. Every day, every minute you'll give it, and more if you'll give it that much more. But you will have to identify the CEO role. You'll have to carve that out. And so I want to talk a little bit more about how a general manager looks at things and how a CEO looks at things. And I want to use the operating statement or the P&L statement as an example. When you look at the top line of your P&L, the very first line is revenue, right? Sales. So sales are obviously what customers spend money with you, right? And so if you're the general manager, you're saying, okay, how much are my sales going to be? I've got this budget this month. I've got to make this much sales this month if I'm going to be able to pay my bills and grow my business this month. And so you're thinking about it from this month standpoint. So you're thinking about the customers that you know and the prospects you've identified. How can I close those people? How can we close these people into sales this month? That's what the general manager says. That's what the general manager is supposed to do. The CEO says, If you could be living your life in parallel universes, the CEO in that other universe, which is you in the other universe, would be saying, okay, yeah, I see that that we need to have sales this month, but maybe we're struggling a little harder than we have to this month, and I want to fix that. So I'm looking at the customer list, and I see 20% of our customers that are not being profitable for us. They're taking our time. They're not being profitable. So over the next 12 to 24 months, I'm going to replace those customers with profitable customers. And here's how I'm going to do it. And that's what a CEO says. instead of what are we going to do this month, the CEO says, how am I going to change? Why am I struggling so much every month? What can I do to change my customer list so that we don't have to struggle so much, and so that we work with people who will allow us to make a profit? That's the two perspectives, from the general manager's perspective and the owner's and the CEO's perspective. Now let's move down the line to, we're still above the line, we're still above the gross profit line, and we're looking at product, we're looking at cost of goods sold. And so the general manager is saying, okay, I've got to get my discounts. I've got it. We need to pay the money to pay the bills so we can get those discounts. And I've got to make sure that I don't have buy more inventory than I need, et cetera, et cetera. Marginal payroll up. If any of that's up there, I've got to watch these hours. That project has got to come in. You know, I need to come in and not be out of budget on payroll, et cetera, et cetera. That's what the general manager says. The CEO says, I wonder if we've got the right vendors. Maybe there's a vendor. I'm going to take a year and start looking for a better vendor that will give us better products at a better discount. I'm going to, we're building these things that are part of that project. Maybe we can buy them already done. I'll try to find somebody like that. You see the long-term perspective, problem-solving perspective of the CEO. General managers don't have the time to do that. So you've got to step out of your role as a general manager some of the time, dedicate some time and some resources to being the CEO. Think about that, folks. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.